Well, good morning, guys. Long time no see, or hear, or be, right? Well, you're gonna see, but still, long time no hear from. It's sincerely in your drive time. You got no seatbelts, click it, the ticket, it's a law. Save your life and someone else's too. Man, good morning, guys. I tell you what, those of you who are ready to get off work this morning, I salute you because the winter weather clouds have rolled in and it's a good morning to snooze in, man. It's still dark out here. It's 7 something in the morning. It's 7:39 and Cecilia's in your drive time and get on home. Take that hot shower. Get you something nice and good to eat. People in this traffic time in the morning, I'll tell you what, they're a mess. I'll cut you off in a minute and cause a wreck. Anyway, so guys, have a wonderful, 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 wonderful morning. Get hot breakfast on your tummy and get in there, wrap up in that blanket and lay down. I mean, I say that, you know, because I'm up and at it and it's still dark and I could be still asleep too, but I also say that because, you know, It's just a nice time to sleep in. But, you know, don't get it twisted. I'm not a nighttime person to get off in the morning. I'm not. I like to get up in the morning and go to work and have my evenings and be in my bed at night. I'm one of those people. So, please, don't get it twisted. Go home, enjoy yourselves, relax this evening, and get to it this evening. Anyways, enjoy your day. All right, those of you heading to work like us this morning, me this morning, man, get in that job, do what you gotta do, and go home. I wanted to come on this morning because I haven't been on in a while in the morning because I just kind of been working, excuse me, training, busy, seriously busy. I haven't been really busy, which you guys can understand why. I try to come on every now and then in the evenings and talk to you guys and give you some tea, but I was just been really busy. Alright, I wanted to give a shout out to you guys out there, to those of you who are in marriages and relationships for a prolonged amount of time. You know, I have never been a person who worries about anything, you know, relationships or any of those types of things. I just go along with the flow. But marriage, I'll tell you what, that's really hard. That's something to work on. You can get so comfortable in a marriage that sometimes you just absolutely forget that you got to put that pep back into it, you know? Which can bring on, at times, jealousy or thinking that someone is messing with someone else behind your back because you just don't know. And you just want to know what's really going on with your mate. You lose touch. When you've been in relationships for a long, long time or marriages for a long, long time, you lose touch with your mates. I'm telling you, you do. You really got to stay in tune with your mate, you know? I mean, you get so used to routine and habit that you absolutely forget to stay in touch. You can live in the same house, and I noticed what me and my family and my spouse start doing is that when we come home, you know, my spouse, he goes downstairs and gets on his laptop and because he's taking some classes, and then I go into the family room and I start watching TV, you know, my little shows that I like to watch, and then my kid, my son, he goes and does his thing, you know, after we eat dinner, and then we're like that for hours, and sometimes like that up until literally it's time to go to bed. If not, sometimes I might fall asleep on the couch there in the family room, and then I might get up and go take this shower, and then I sit back down for a little bit, and my husband's still going doing his thing to where I'm not even focused. So we're just all in these separate rooms. We really don't know what each other's really doing. You know, and every now and then I'm gonna ask my husband, what you doing? You know, he's like, babe, I'm still doing the same thing I was doing before. Da, 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 da. And I just thought about that. It brings on insecurities in relationships when you're always in separate rooms and not focused and spending time with each other inside the home. You know, when you're in separate rooms doing separate things, it can cause a problem. I'm just gonna keep 100. It can cause a problem. It can make you feel insecure in a lot of ways, because a lot of times if I'm in a room doing stuff I want to do for too long, you know, and I'm quiet. My husband, he might ask me, babe, what you doing? You know, and I'm like, babe, same thing I was doing a little bit ago. Watch the program. Because that builds insecurity, you know, when we're spending too much alone time inside the home. So just being more in tune in your relationships and your marriages is make sure that you're spending time with each other, because I even do it with my son now. Like, if he's upstairs and he's doing stuff too long, quiet too long, son, what are you doing? Come down and see me. Come sit with me for a little bit. You know, I do that because I want my son to know that I'm in tune with him. You know, so I spend a lot of time with my son. I ain't gonna lie, I do, because we watch movies or we do things, or I check his grades and see if he needs help with his homework, or, you know, I do different things like that, you know. Because you can spend so much alone time, even your kids could suffer from that. Remember that too. Not just being married and being spouses, you lose touch with each other, but you can lose touch with each other just, you know, by those several things, you know. And your kids, if they're in the, you know, they get home, take shower, eat dinner with you, and they run off to their rooms. You want to stay in tune and see what they're on. What programs are they on? What sites are they on? You know, who are they talking to? You know, why are they so distant themselves? So I just want to come on here this morning and say that. Just be more in tune with each other, because it's so hard. And we get into our routines and our lives and we forget, hey, you know, just because you have a marriage bond, and just because you have children who are growing up and have their own, you know, solitude about things, does not mean that we have to forget that we still have children who literally need our attention. You know, spouses who need our attention. Because sometimes in the home, we can spend too much time alone. Well, anyways, guys, I just want to come out here this morning and strike a pose on that, because it's just something that I catch myself doing, and I know you probably catch yourself doing too. And sometimes it can become comfortable. It can become comfortable. You can come, I be at work. Knock, there I go. Never here, never there, never anywhere. So I could be at work and like 3 o'clock and think like, I get home, I can't wait to take a shower, eat dinner, and I want to get out. I want to go relax in the family room and watch my programs. I'm thinking about it at 3 something, and that should stop. I've gotten really in a bad habit, and I really should stop. So I just want to come on here and just say that this morning, you know, let's get in tune. Let's get in tune with each other. Spend some time with each other in the house and not so much alone time. That's all I really wanted to say this morning. Well, all right, guys. I hope you're making it work safely. Those of you getting off, make it home safely. And fellas, don't work so hard. Because I know right now my husband is working himself like the... Man, he's burning the candles at both ends right now. And I'm telling you, I just be like so worried about him. So, fellas, get out of those jobs and get home and don't work yourself so dang on hard. It'll be there tomorrow. Until next time, guys, let's get into these jobs on a Thursday and get home. Until next time, guys, sincerely, I am MS.